A lot of chaos happening on the Jacques Cartier right now. Good morning. It's Nikki, Sam, and Andy. It is a sunny Tuesday morning, high 17, and right now it's 9 degrees in Montreal. So the police got a call this morning at like 5:45 saying something was happening on the bridge. People were climbing the structure on the side of the bridge. Exactly. So they showed up. They tried for as long as they could to sort of keep at least like a lane open in each direction. But then by 7 o'clock, they had to shut it down completely.
Right.
And it's because an environmental activist group called Extinction Rebellion in Quebec climbed the structure during rush hour. They obviously did this on purpose. The point is they want urgent action on the climate change emergency, and they say that ongoing political action is necessary to meet its goals. So right now, firefighters have scaled the structure. They have ropes and harness. They're trying to get the protesters down. The police are saying that these people are going to be arrested once they are removed from the bridge and most likely charged with mischief. Yeah. But the idea behind this group, Extinction Rebellion Quebec, they literally are looking for volunteers who are willing to risk arrest to join their protests.
It's pretty precarious if you ask me. I mean, and is this the most efficient way? I get that it's a demonstration, but is this, you know, the people that are actually stuck in traffic watching this all unfold as they're late for work, I mean, what is expected of them as they're sitting in their cars idling for hours, you know?
Well, it's long-term. I mean, I guess I can't put myself in the shoes of the activist, but I think it's long-term gain is what they're playing the long game. This is what they have in mind. They're not thinking about the people that are in their cars right now. They're thinking about the planet 2, 3, 4, 5 years from now and trying to make a difference for that. I don't know if, you know, risking your life. They're looking for people that are
risk arrest.
No, they're looking for people that are risk arrest. But if they're climbing bridges, they're also looking for people that are willing to risk their lives.
I suppose, unless they have harnesses. I don't know how.
I don't know. They're very highly advanced.
They have harnesses. They did this yesterday in a bunch of other cities. They did in Halifax.
Right.
I think they did in Vancouver as well. I saw a video go viral of one of the protesters, and I mean, I can't say that she was from this exact same group or whatever it is, but she got really overly emotional. She was only she was just a young girl, like out there trying to fight for her future, trying to do the right thing. And a woman said, I should be allowed across the bridge. I am on my bike. Like, I'm trying to get to work.
True.
The woman, the girl just got so emotional. She couldn't like articulate herself. She couldn't really explain what she was doing there. So it's tough. I see your point, Sam. I see your point too, Andy. And the thing is, things do have to change eventually. And I don't think anybody knows the perfect way to go about inflicting that change.
I'm assuming the march didn't cut it for them
I feel so bad right now for everybody stuck in their vehicles and dealing with the stress. Like, they had to get up, get their kids ready, and now they're having to deal with
many of whom probably feel like they're doing their part, you know, in terms of fighting climate change.
And
for sure,
it's really tough. I feel like there's really no perfect answer except for don't scale bridges. I'd say that would be like I wouldn't suggest that. Do not risk your life. All right, it's Nikki, Sam, and Andy. We've got Benny Blanco on the way for you. Kicking off 2 hours of hits nonstop. Plus, don't forget, you're listening for Ed Sheeran and Madonna songs to play back-to-back, all right? When that happens, Donna Saker's got your keyword. You text it to 92925 and you get in to win $500 with the Beats back-to-back track. Have a great day, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.